You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we are continuing with our series of Shirim of Zohar on the Parsha, where we illuminate the Torah of Moshe with the Torah of Rashbi and the Torah of Rashbi with the Torah of Moshe, to be Megala, the Yichud of all of the Tzaddikim, from Moshe to Moshe, lo yeh kemoshe, that Moshe is ultimately learning more and more about himself, the Das of Moshe, each and every generation of all of the Tzaddikim that descend specifically from Moshe themselves. As we've said over and over, that Chazal, the biggest joke of Chazal is that they say to each other that Moshe Shapir Ka'amart, that in truth, their name is not Moshe, but they identify as Moshe because they know that every nitzitz of Machshava Satorah, as it unfolds throughout the history, down to the very encounter of our own emotional lives, is a hitznaitzitz of Moshe. It's Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, the secret of Moshe who's buried within each and every person, the secret of Alisa Lamarim v'Shvisa Shevi Lakachos Matanos L'Vnei Adam, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and drew down Shevi, drew down the thing that was captured, which was Shimon Bar Yochai, the light of all of the tzaddikim, the light of Rashi, the light of the Arizal, the light of Yisrael Baal Shem, the light of the Gra. All of the tzaddikim come down because Moshe Rabbeinu draws them down. It's the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu's encounter with Rabbi Akiva, where he sees that Rabbi Akiva is learning something and understanding something of the Torah itself that Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand. And there is a Bilbul Hadas, there is a Yiridas Hadas, Moshe Rabbeinu's mind, the knowledge of Moshe loses itself because it comes to terms with the fact that maybe there's something that it doesn't know. Ultimately, the secret is that it's halacha l'moshe misinai, that everything comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth, which is Neskala Kavyachol, down to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's the Das of Moshe. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, Isha Elohim, who becomes the transmitter, the Rebbe of us, who teaches us Torah. It's the Tzadikim throughout all of the generations. So, Mimoshe ad Moshe, Lohaya Kamoshe, meaning from the beginning of Moshe's Das to the end of Moshe's Das, which is the unfolding of all of the Das of Bnei Yisrael, who are Nachshav as Moshe themselves, as we pick ourselves up out of the impure burial place of the Nekuda of Moshe within ourselves, which right now rests by Baal Peor, right now it rests outside of Eretz Yisrael, right now it rests split in between that bi-positionality that Rabbi Nachman describes, that Moshe is Gematria 345 and Ratzon is Gematria 346 and Shmad is Gematria 344. Ratzon means desire and connectivity. Shmad means heresy and disconnection. Moshe Rabbeinu is wedged, Kav Yachol, in between the two of those places, the light and the darkness, the Choshech and the Or, in the secret of Mibein Shnei Akruvim, that sewing and that mending to the split that exists by dint of the fact that we're human beings, meaning to say, Achas Dibra Aloikim, Shtayim Zusham, Hashem spoke once and I heard twice, because to be human is to be split into two. But it's specifically Moshe Rabbeinu who comes to teach us how to bring the two back to the one, which is why Moshe Rabbeinu at first was afraid of Paro, he was afraid of the Malachim, he was afraid of the Nachash, he was afraid of all of those things which seems to be the real deviation away from oneness. But ultimately Moshe Rabbeinu comes to understand through each and every nitzitz of Moshe that's Neskala until Mashiach, who's the secret of Mashahoya Hushiyya, which is the Rosh Tevos of Moshe, that the Das of Moshe mislabish in the Guf of Mashiach himself. And that's the secret of Mimoisha ad Moisha Lohaya Kamoisha, that all of the iterations of Das are just the expression of Moisha. And we're coming upon Zion Adar. We're in the month now in Adar where Moshe Rabbeinu dies and Moshe Rabbeinu is revealed. Haman thought that Moshe Rabbeinu undergoes a destruction. And what we understand is that when Moshe breaks apart, the osios of Moshe are nolad within our neshamas. It's not to say that Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Kav Yachol, is in us, that we have a nitzitz of Moshe, that Moshe is the nitzitz of the Tzadik HaKoilo, which is Adam, David, and Mashiach. That neshama that comes down at the time of Adam Arishon goes through all of the various processes through the descent of David HaMelech and comes eventually to the Yichud, to the Gilui of Mashiach. All of those expressions of all of the different souls and every feeling that a person has throughout the grand history of human experience, and especially today in this hour, in this minute, in this moment, as I relate to myself right here, right now, as Moshe, as the Torah, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my experiences, this is the final unfolding of the Das of Moshe. This is the bringing of the Das of Moshe, which remains buried in the place of Baal Peor in concealment, and elevating it back up to its true place, which is Mibein Shnei Akruvim, by the Kreslam Ma'aravi in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Evan HaShasiyah rests, where the Das of Moshe, the Pnimius of Moshe, which is the Kach Ala B'machshava, that be silent, this is how it arose in my unfathomable will, that answer that Moshe Rabbeinu receives when he encounters the concealment of Rabbi Akiva's Petira and the suffering of Mashiach ben Yosef and the process of Mashiach ben David. The only thing that Moshe Rabbeinu was capable of doing in that moment was entering into that place of shtok, because in the Evan HaShasiyah, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's all b'cheshai, it's the secret of the Das of Moshe, which is the panemius of the Das of Moshe, which even though we have the externalization of Moshe's Das through all of the tzaddikim, the Das of Moshe in its pinimius continues to be completely removed from grasp, and it's only totally in emuna. Just as Moshe Rabbeinu understood kilo yireni ha'adam v'chai, that a person cannot apprehend the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live, so too we cannot comprehend the process in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the crowns of Nasa v'Nishma that B'nai Yisrael lost back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that Moshe Rabbeinu returns those crowns back to us every Shabbos, and on Shabbos we get to taste from that secret of Moshe Rabbeinu, from that secret of our own innermost point of our neshama. Moshe Rabbeinu is buried and he's unfindable. Why? Because he's buried in the innermost point of each and every Yid. And sometimes we're the Rashbi of Moshe Rabbeinu, sometimes we're the Rabbi Nachman of Moshe Rabbeinu, sometimes we're the Gra of Moshe Rabbeinu. But whichever iteration of Torah we're attaching ourselves to is all the unfolding of the Das of Moshe, and it's the secret of Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai, and it's the Aleph Beis that Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us, and it's the Aleph Beis that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to continue to teach us. And all of the letters of all of the various Tzaddikim of Rashbi, of the Arizal, of Baal Shem Tov, of Rabbi Nachman, of the Tzaddikim in our generation, are all repetitions of that Aleph Beis that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, and it's bringing back Tzirufim Chadashim, new permutations of Torah's Moshe, to the degree that all of the sheker of this world and all of the concealment of this world is nothing but the opportunity of what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, that the deepest secret of the Torah, other than standing up for Klal Yisrael and revealing that nothing that they do is their fault, and revealing that they're the crown jewel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's crown kavyachol, is the Moisif Yom Echad Midaiso. Moisif Yom Echad Midaiso. Moshe Rabbeinu adds, Moshe Rabbeinu takes the human experience, takes that concealment and says, if I'm going to be in concealment, then I'm going to be moisev and hoylech. If I'm not going to stay saturated in that ever-present equanimity of unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm forced to encounter Bechira and Simsum, if I have to go down, then the downward movement is going to ultimately be for the sake of revealing something even more profound and higher than what could have ever been revealed had there not been a descent. The secret of the Tesefes Kishut, the secret that the Ben Adam themselves has the ability of adding something, and it's only through the Bittul of Moshe Rabbeinu, when a person realizes that they have nothing of their own. The Anachnu Ma, what am I? Anachnu Ma. Anachnu Ma, what's the pluralization of Ma that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking about? He's speaking about every iteration of the Das of Moshe of Chazal that are going to come about afterwards. And it's interesting, we see Chazal is Gematria Mem He as well. That Memdalet, I'm sorry, no, Memhei, that Chazal is Gematria Ma, because Chachma, the Bittul, the Koyach of Ma, what it means to be a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu, what it means to be a Talmud Chacham, a student of wisdom. Moshe Rabbeinu is the expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom, Kav Yachol, through Toiris Moshe, through the Osios HaMachkimos, and it's specifically the Talmud Chacham with the Bittul Hadas, that recognizes that none of this is mine, I have nothing of my own, nothing is mine, and it's all just the process of being a Shliach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being the Mechaykek, of being the Neshama that allows for the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be engraved upon reality, each and every one of us in our own way of connecting to the Das of Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'anachnu Ma, not only am I Ma, says Moshe Rabbeinu, but all of the future iterations of me in Torah Shebal Peh, the hidden secret of Nishmas Rabbi Akiva and the Yuchud of Rabbi Akiva and Moshe Rabbeinu, and that showdown of Kach Ala B'Machshava, which is very much the secret of what's taking place on Purim in the month of Adar, and all of these inyanim, is ultimately coming to the place of realizing that the Torah HaKadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines through each and every individual, is in accordance with the bittul that they have, because ultimately the entirety of the Torah is chachmas ha'emuna. It's coming to the place of a faith beyond knowledge, which is Moshe Rabbeinu's hasaga of ki lo yireni adam v'chai, and our only job is to bring Moshe Rabbeinu back into Eretz Yisrael. And this is the secret of Parshas Pekudei. Pekudei, the entire process of Seisha Shemos, the entire process of the descent down, down, down from Eretz Yisrael into Mitzrayim, is ultimately to come out of Mitzrayim with a newfound awareness of how to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That we start off with the Avos in Eretz Yisrael, with the Das HaAmiti of his Kashrus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of connectivity to Hashem, and then comes Parshas Shemos, which is the long difficult descent down into exile, down into the worlds of separation, down into the palace of Paro, down into that Nachash HaGadol, down into the suffering, down into the concealment, down into the doubt, down into the heresy, down into all of the elongated durational process of human experience that is felt through the lens of suffering rather than pleasantness. All of the distance, all of the disconnection, all of the doubt, all of the elements that make human experience difficult and makes it feel like it would have been better or easier, not better, easier, not better, easier. Easier, easier, that it would have been easier for a person to have been created from the perspective of Bri Yitzira Nasiya, from the perspective of the Meitzarim, of the Meitzaryam, of that constriction and that enslavement and that being placed in prison like Yosef HaTzadik and encountering the fear of being forgotten and grappling with Bitachon and grappling with Emuna and revealing all of the Or Yichud of the Or Mufla Remala. That process, that descent into Mitzrayim is a difficult thing. And ultimately, the end of Sefer Shemos is the ascent out of Mitzrayim to coming towards the true awareness of a resting place, which is the Asiyas HaMishkan, the building of the Mishkan, the Vavi Mishkan Evne, creating a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one's own heart, in one's own place, in the movability of experience, in the Midbar itself, in spite of the fact that we knew that Beis HaMikdash is only going to be built in Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, the light of the Mishkan is the ability to say, in spite of the fact that I'm still in exile and I'm not in Eretz Yisrael yet, I can create a Mishkan for myself over here. I could create a place here. And so what we see is that we leave Eretz Yisrael first and foremost with the Avos, and we descend down into Mitzrayim so that we learn that even before a person gets to Eretz Yisrael, even before a person reaches a place of revelation, they can still create stop points along the way. They create a Zecher L'davar, a Mishkan, a place where, even though I'm not in Eretz Yisrael, it can be as if I'm in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the secret of Parshas Pekudei, and that's ultimately the secret of Sefer Shemos, of creating a place within our own minds and our own hearts for redemption and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rabbi Nachman says that, Mishiyesh lo lev Yisraeli, ein shayach l'makom klal. The light of the Mishkan is the secret of what Rabbi Nachman describes as anybody who has a Jewish heart, there is no real spatial orientation that limits them. There is no real relationship to the limitations of space, because as Rabbi Nachman says, Kol makom shani holech, ani holech rak Eretz Yisrael. I'm not in Eretz Yisrael yet, I'm walking towards Eretz Yisrael. Ah, Moshe Rabbeinu is buried mul Baal Peor, ah, Tzadik is buried in Uman. Nevertheless, we're walking towards Yerushalayim, we're walking towards Eretz Yisrael, towards the secret of Echad Shushtayim, Uman B'Yerushalayim. And ultimately, the Mishkan is really the secret of the Heichalos. In Parshas Pekudei, we have the orientation towards the Heichalos. The Heichalos, the chambers above, the celestial chambers, those mindful places that are not places, those shapes that are not limiting, the shapeless shape of the architectonics of how a person ascends upwards or how a person descends downwards into the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether by way of Oimek Roim, which is the ascent, or Oimek Tachas, which is the descent, Aliyah Samarkava, Yerida Samarkava, Benkach Ubenkach, the Neshama always finds itself, as the tzaddikim say, in the spaces of the various heichalos, the seven heichalos, and those heichalos, and those ten heichalos, the three that are hidden within the seven, the various shapes and orientations that we have in our experiences with the Kaddosh Baruch Hu. For Balei Hasaga, for Balei Ruach HaKodesh, for tzaddikim, the heichalos means something real and something very different. Obviously, the reality of them is always refined to remove us from any of the stuckness of metaphysical idolatry, but they're places that are not places, measureless measures, they're real but not real. At the very same time, they exist by way of existence that we can't fathom through the limitation of our own existence. But nevertheless, for those tzaddikim, there's a real inyan of aliyas ha'echalos, and each person nowadays is shayach to these inyanim. If our siddurs and our siddurim very often reference these points. But in Parshas Pekudei, we find the architecture, so to speak, of what it means to ascend and descend and move through the various partitions and gradations and levels of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Nassen, in his Haktama to Likut Maran, very, very clearly describes this orientation, the Hechalos HaTorah, the Chadarim, the doors within doors and the windows that open up into wallless places and walls that give way to chambers, all of the real evocative nature of wandering through the Torah. And so if Sefer Shemos is ultimately about creating a space, creating a place of hinei makom iti, of recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makomo shel olam, ein ha'olam makomo elohu makomo shel olam, and that wherever I open up my heart and I let him in, that's where the secret of the binyan takes place. That's where the secret of the shape of things takes place, the place, the kli, that place where I can receive this experience, where I can rest, where I can be calm, where I can be present without needing to move elsewhere. It doesn't mean sitting calmly, but it means a calmness of the mind that doesn't seek to run out of this place, but rather lives with the recognition of Kel Shakai, which is the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kel Shakai, which is Moshe Rabbeinu's name, is the gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu, is the secret of enoughness. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that in this place there's enough, and that's the secret of the Heichalos, of those places where a person can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their minds, and it's the secret of the Mishkan as well. Ultimately, everything that we've been talking about, Moshe and the Mishkan, which is the Neshama and the Olam of it, are coming to be Megala, a certain Inyan in Zman as well. The person, place, and time are always aligned with one another. So if Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us that we know absolutely nothing, and therefore whatever we can try and do and connect to Emuna in this moment is the best we can do, and the Mishkan is teaching us that even if we're not by Beis HaMikdash yet, we can still draw down the Shechina HaKadosh and be Mekosher to the Shechina, then the Zman of Adar, the Zman of Purim, the time where we're reading these Parshios, the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's Patira, the time of Moshe Rabbeinu's ascension upwards and descent down into the hearts of each and every Yid when we uncover the deepest part of ourselves, is all going to be connected to the Zman of Adar and Purim. Adar and Purim, which is Eile Pekudei, Adar is Adar, Eile is Adar, and Pekudei is Purim. Adar and Purim are Shayach to these Parshios. And the shape of the Mishkan, the Tachlis of the Mishkan, the Tachlis of the Das of Moshe, the Tachlis of Purim is ultimately to reveal the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through concealment itself. To reveal the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through concealment, to see the concealment, to have tasted the concealment, to encounter the Hastara, to encounter the fact that something is closed off and not revealed, but also to attune the mind very clearly to the fact that in spite that nothing is revealed, there's a humming, there's a murmuring, there's an emergence of something that I know is about to be revealed. There's something on the cusp of being revealed. It's not yet revealed, but on a certain level, it can be said to be in the process of being revealed. It is the emergence of emergence itself. It is prior to the expression of what I'm hoping for, the hope that is the expression itself. It's B'nai Yisaschar Yoida Bina Le'itim, the ability for a person to discern from the murmurings of their own heart the fact that something is at the cusp of taking place. That higalena, there's still a tefillah towards revelation, there's still a tefillah towards the hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal something more for each and every person, that each person is going to reveal a moreness within themselves, within others, within the world, and allow us to enter that das of Moshe, which is yom emali me melech toisif, that Moshe yom echad midaiso, to add, to be megala more orinsaif, toisif es kishut. It's not yet revealed, there's an element of, it's hidden, it's waiting just at the surface. There's a tzipia to something that is not yet present. When it's present, there's no longer tzipia to it. Hope, desire is only something that can be oriented towards an object when the object is not present. And in the future, as the Baal HaSulam describes and as the Mittler Rebbe describes, there will be a radical secret of satisfaction and desire that in spite of the fact that I'm satisfied because I have access, nevertheless, there will be an infinite movement of desire within that experience, the desire that is born even after having something, that vay of the nefesh of Shabbos Kodesh. And the Hisoyrus of Adar and Purim and Moshe and Mishkan is that there's something waiting to be revealed. There's something at the cusp of being revealed, yet it's not revealed yet. And if a person waits just a little bit longer, is it a little bit more patient with themselves, the breakthrough is going to come. Rabbi Nachman says that a person should really try and orient themselves in whatever spiritual matters, as well as psychological matters for that matter, is that I have been on a path for so long, and I've been moving through all of the preventions and all of the difficulties and all of the processes. And as I feel that it is time to give up, Kavyachal, as I feel that there's no more koach left, I must see it as if my hand is resting upon the door handle. And how sad and how terrible would it be for a person to have spent all of their time and all of their effort of moving forward and only to retreat backwards in surrender at the moment of victory. Ah, the victory didn't emerge and it's another moment. Nevertheless, each and every moment, again, when the moment ends and a new moment begins and the moment ends and the moment begins, that each moment is the Pesach to Geula. Each moment must be seen as the breakthrough moment. Ah, it wasn't. Okay, the next moment. Every moment is ripe with an opening for Mashiach Tzidkenu. And in spite of the fact that it's not there, there's an attitude that bends itself to live with the tzapia, to live with that hishtoikikus. And in spite of the fact that it's not niskala yet, nevertheless, for those who are mishtoikik to that which is not revealed, to those who search out that which is concealed, the light of Adar, the light of Purim, the light of Esther Amalka, the light of Shushan Abira, and the confusion, the inyan of Reshid Lo Esyada, that which is inaccessible to the mind, the Aliyah of Moshe, which is to the place of Lo Yada Ish Kuluraso, to the place of the Mishkan, which is ultimately the secret of the being put up and taken down, being put up and taken down, being put up and taken down, the endless process of mati v'le mati, of touching and not touching at the same time, the ruts of a shov of it all. to attune oneself to the emergent desire of that which is about to be revealed, the secret of Eke, Anazam in the Meheve. I am prepared to be. There is something that is not yet present in spite of the fact that it's not absent. I know it's there. I know it's there. Why? Because I believe that it's there. And Mimela, I access it even prior to its being there. That's the secret of the tzipia. It's geula within Golus. Achdi Achashverosh Anan. We're still slaves of Achashverosh, but nevertheless, there's a te'ima of an ormufla remala that's even higher than geula. As Rav Chalap says, that the tzipia to Yeshua on a certain level is of a more potent spiritual experience than the revelation of redemption itself, because the revelation of redemption is a singular thing. But the tzipia to Yeshua is an infinite thing. It desires with every aspect of desire towards this destinationless point of infinite desire to be mechuber to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And when a person attunes themselves to that, they live. That's the stream. That's the gurgling, the bubbling of the stream that's Yoytze Mehar'eden, Megan Eden. That stream that comes forth from Gan Eden, that murmuring, that humming, that pleasantness, that metayel b'Gan Eden, the Eza Grois Kite, the Eza Shein Kite, how wondrous is it going to be? How beautiful is the Nigun going to be? The Nigun of La'asad Lavo in Gan Eden. A person can hear that. And it sounds like the voice of concealment becoming present itself. The emergence of presence from within concealment in spite of the fact that it's not revealed yet. The emuna kolzos. It's the emuna that's prior to yidia. Ah, emuna will always proceed and follow yidia because we'll come to know that ultimately we know nothing. But in this place of emuna, there's a tzipia, there's a pregnancy, there's an ibor, there's an expectation that touches the very thing that it's expecting. It's having the thing that I so seek out, even though I haven't grasped it yet. That's the secret of Purim. That's the secret of kol haschalos start from Purim. That's the secret of I don't need it to be revealed in order to start. And that's what we're going to see a little bit in this ketah from the Zohar HaKadosh. Eilep kudeh mishkan mishkan ha'edus. These are the laws, these are the boundaries of the mishkan, mishkan ha'edus, the place of testimony. Testimony means that there's going to come a time where you're going to have to be able to remember that you experienced this. You're going to have to be able to testify to the fact that this thing took place. Ah, the thing is taking place right now. Nevertheless, the orientation towards the thing right now is really how you will remember it when it's not yet present. This is Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim, that ultimately the whole Yitziah from Mitzrayim and the Shlemus of Sefer Shemos is Laman Yedu Doroseichem. The event itself is secondary to the memory of the event, because the grasp by way of memory is of a more potent form of yearning than having the thing itself. Eilep kudeh mishkan mishkan edus. Rabbi Yossi pasach. Rabbi Yossi is gematria 86. Elikim, it's a place of concealment, of measurements. It's the place of creating a makom after the exile of Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yossi pasach, and it's specifically from within the gevuros of Rabbi Yossi, the secret of Elikim of 86. And specifically from that place of Yossi pasach, we're going to find an opening. Why? Because it's going to specifically be in the measurements and the application and the details and the halacha of Moshe Misinai and the Harila Hashem Kol Aretz and the Moshe Emes Vesaraso Emes, all of the gedarim and the boundaries and the tzimtzumim of what it means to be a person who's mechuber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to create that singular point of connectivity, there's gevuros, there's tzimtzum, and that's Rabbi Yossi. But the Pnimiyas HaTorah, especially Purim, and especially Moish, and especially the Mishkan, is a secret that from within the Gvuros, from within Shem 86 of Elikim, it's Pasach. There's going to be an opening. Pasach says, Marav Tuvcha Shetzafante L'Reyach HaPa'alte L'Choysenbach. How wondrous is the goodness that is hidden away to those who fear you, and what you're going to perform for those who have taken respite in you, have taken trust in you, have found comfort in you. This pasuk of Marav Tuvcha, that's explained in Parshas Shlach in the Zohar Kadosh, is the secret of the goodness that comes from the north itself. The north is the secret of Mitzafon Tiftach Hara, that place of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, where it sometimes appears in that world that it's distant from the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's specifically there in that distance from the Shoresh that a person has to come to that place of, even if there was no one but me and you, says Rabbi Shimon to his son Rabbi Lazar, it would be enough. That secret of Histapkus, of enoughness, of Meron. Of Meron, that place of there is more than enough within each and every neshama. Of Rabbi Shimon teaching us L'chuchazu Mifalos Hashem. And in that place of the north that appears to be severed from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's in that place where the Gevuros come from. It's concealed, it's a hidden light. It's a light that is concealed from the seen. And Meitzafon Tiftach Hara, that's where negativity comes from. That's where difficulty comes from. But in truth, it's specifically from within that suflin, from that concealment, that hiddenness, that the Marav Tuvcha Asher Safanta L'Reyach is going to come from. This pasuk has already been established in Parsha Shlach. Aval kol anecholin ilu razin. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yossi pasach. Marav tuvcha shetzafanta l'reyecha pa'alta l'choysen bach neged b'nei adam. So ma Rav Tuvcha, how wondrous is your goodness, kama islein lebnei nashal istalku leminda beorchei dekut shebrichu. How significant is it, how wondrous it is for a person to place the pathways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of them at all times. The ha b'chol yoyma v'yoyma, each and every day, kala nafik v'ichriz, there's a voice, a hidden voice that comes out, a murmuring, the hirhurei tshuva from har choyrev, an inaudible sound that is heard only by those who attune themselves to the burning desire towards something bigger than what life is offering at that moment, in a healthy formation of a way. Kala nafik, there's a voice that emerges v'ichriz v'amru, and it says, it masru b'nei alma troike gali choyvin istalku merishta tatafis adli etasvin raglaichu b'hairishta. It says, human beings, those who wander around this world stuck in concealment, protect yourselves, close the door away from that place, remove yourself from the place of stuckness in this world, because if you don't remove yourself from the place of stuckness, then your legs are going to be caught up in the place of stuckness. There is a wheel that is perpetually turning. There's a wheel in this world. This world is a wheel that is perpetually turning. Above is below, below is above. Woe to those who move their legs away, who move their legs away from the secret of this wheel, from the secret of this wheel. Tzachra tadir de salik, vayle inan de dachin raglayum igoy gilgalda. The hanaflu lagoy umka de tamir le inan chayve alma. Because if a person lets go of the movingness, the movement of the world, the spinning nature of the world, the silliness of the world, the laughter of it, the playfulness of it, and they allow their legs to get too stuck in something, they allow their legs to get too caught up in that which is revealed, they're going to find themselves stuck in the abysmal pits that are reserved for those who are guilty. Woe to those who fall and do not get up. It will not be revealed to them the light that is hidden away and concealed to the tzaddikim in the oilam haba. Again, alma da'asi is the world that is perpetually emerging. It's present in our minds right now. Da'asi is das, emuna, tefillah, and yichudim. Da'asi, when a person enters into das, emuna, tefillah, and yichudim, Rosh Hashanah da'asi, they're accessing the world to come. Das, emuna, tefillah, and yichudim, Rosh Hashanah da'asi, la alma da'asi. They're not going to merit the concealed light that rests there. It's not a light of revelation. It's a light of concealment. It's a light that is hidden away, yet nevertheless, we access it by way of knowing that it's hidden away. Zachin inin sadikai l'almad asi. Meritorious and wondrous are those tzaddikim in that place of Al Madasi that is always perpetually emerging. The Kamanuhurin Gnizinlun, how many lights are concealed for them? Kama idunin dahu alma tamirinlun. How many wondrous pleasantries of that world are hidden away? Again, all languages of concealment. Dirsiv Marav Tuvcha Shetzafantalarecha. How wondrous is the goodness that is hidden away, that is concealed away, that's not revealed. Marav Tuvcha. How wondrous is the world? Ha ukma ha hu or the gun is litzadikaya the almud asi. The goodness of the world, the secret of the ois tes, which is goodness, which is the hidden yud inside of the tes, which is the secret of ki kol bashamayim va'aretz ki toiv. Toiv ma'oid, the light of the tzaddikim of Alma da'asi is the concealed light itself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with. The revelation of Einun Milvado that had to be hidden away because without the concealment there would be no accessibility to joining in the process of developing ourselves to uncover the secret of Moshe, which is Yomim Ayimei Melech Toysef, which can only be revealed through concealment and choice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be Mitzamsim, that concealed light, as the tzaddikim teach us, like the Leshem Shem Bachaloma teaches us. V'yare leikim es ha'or kitov, Hashem saw that concealed light, the infinite light was revealed, and existence was not a steerer to it. Existence existed in such a way that it was actually a non-existence, and it existed in such. It was a bittul b'tachlis habittul, the bittul of the or in the maor, the light within the light, the luminous source. V'ksiv or zaru l'tzadik u'lishar lev simcha. Not only is that light hidden in the world and existence, it's hidden within the heart of the tzaddikim. It's hidden within the das of Moshe Rabbeinu that lives within each and every one of us. Not because it lives there, but because we are it. We are the das of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Alda, and on this it says Marav Tuvcha, Ksiv Hacha Marav Tuvcha. Right over here it says how good is the goodness. The Ksiv Hasam, and it's written over there. V'yar Elokim Esa Or Kitov. Hashem saw the light that it was good. Tov is the gematria of 17. Esa Shemayim V'Esa Aretz, the connectivity between above and below. The secret of the Zvuv, the fly that can fly away from the spider. In Rabbi Nachman's tale of the spider and the fly. Asher Tzafanta. Why is it hidden? Begin to Istalku Kutsh Berichu Bahu Nura. Hashem looked at that light. Istalku Beinun Chayvin Dezamnin Lamichte Baalme. And Hashem saw all of those who stand at the ready to fall and to struggle. The gun is lay lahahu nuhura lamichte. And that light was hidden away in concealment for those who were going to come and be the tzaddikim who draw down the light of Amad Asi, of Das, Emunah, Tefillah, and Yichudim. Hamad Itmar, as it's written, Pa'alta, then what's the activity? What's the Pa'alta L'choisenbach? B'kadmisa tzafantu l'basar Pa'alta. First there's a concealment, and then there's an activity. It implies that maybe it will be revealed. Elama ela tzafanta kamad atmar. No, it's actually concealed as it's written. Pa'alta, so what's the language of activity as if it's going to be revealed? Begin to ha'hu nuhu redigon izbe ovid kutsu b'richu umnasa ba'alma. Because by nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's concealment of that light, which is the tzimtzum, it creates creation. The concealment is the revelation. Hashem hiding his light is the birthplace of the possibility of losing that light. Milanan, how do we know? Where's the pasuk say? Siv elu told us Hashemayim v'haaretz behivaram. This is how the world was created in its process of being created. Behivaram, Avram. Avram is the choyk hatoiv lehetiv, the place, the first neshama that orients itself to the hidden voice that is the lech lecha. V'ha'hu nuhura da Avram, and that light of chesed, that light of Avram, that light of yesoid da Abba, that's naskala on Purim, that or ha'gonuz, that enon milvado, that chesed el kolayom, gonuz lekut shabirich Hashem hidded. Ubei avid umnasa da alma. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Under the shade of those who sit connected to the Rabbanu Shlailim. Be'ezras Hashem, we will build the Mishkan, we will connect to the Das of Moshe, and we will be zocha to the Simcha ad bli dai of Adar and Purim and Geula Shleima Be'ezras Hashem.
You've been listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Inward was created by Rabbi Zach Kamenetz and is produced by Zev Gavriel. The music is by Zusha. You can help support the production of this podcast by visiting us online at orpodcasts.com.